professional women's soccer league began playing a couple of weeks ago. Commentator Frank DeFord believes it has a bright future.
Someone looking for a doctoral thesis subject in sports sociology may wish to examine why Americans so passionately embraced individual sports that developed in the British Isles, but solidly rejected British team sports. We accepted prize fighting, horse racing, track and field, tennis and golf without changing a jot or a tittle of the Empire's rules. On the other hand, we refused to have anything to do with soccer, and we took rugby and cricket, turned them upside down, and created our own football and baseball. We rejected English hockey that's played on a field, but wholeheartedly welcomed our neighbor Canada's hockey that's played on an ice rink. Now, the subsidiary question to all this should especially concern NBC, where the weakest link appears. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire came from London and is clearly an individual game, so no wonder it's been such a big hit here. But the weakest link sort of starts off team and ends up individual, so we really can't tell whether or not it's the sort of English import that us Yanks will take to. Hello or goodbye. Ah, but the immediate larger question is whether or not women's soccer will suffer the same dismal spectator reaction in the United States as has men's soccer ever since it was imported here. A new professional league, the Women's United Soccer Association, has just started up. So also, in fact, is the National Women's Football League kicking off, in case you wanted to make early plans for Mother's Day. But let us just ponder women's professional soccer. I think there are a lot of reasons why it could succeed. Men's soccer has never enjoyed popular success in America because no matter how many boys played soccer in the suburbs, when these blissfully happy offspring of those famous soccer mums grow up, they invariably put aside such foolish things and start taking their own children to baseball games and betting football games. I think there's many reasons why soccer has never become a mainstream sport in the United States, but one of them is that most grown-up boys think of it as a kid's game. But I don't think this computes with the opposite sex. Girls who grow up playing soccer should be much more likely to stay with their sport as adult spectators. They're not so likely to be suctioned off by the glamour of men playing Major League Baseball and football and basketball and hockey. Women's soccer does not start off as a poor cousin to any other established big-time American sport. But I believe that women's soccer in the United States has the chance to be the dominant species. Someday, in fact, we may even call women's soccer just plain soccer and men's soccer, men's soccer. And that's pretty much the way it is with gymnastics. After all, women's soccer doesn't seem like it came from England. It seems very indigenous, very American. Unlike men's soccer, it may not be the weakest link.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.